That would be cute.
Yeah.
Except we're not gay.
It's still a funny song.
And we'd be like, yes, it is. It's okay to be gay. You're recording this, I'm sure.
Yes.
Of course.
He likes to do that.
Oh, you know what? It's gonna get kind of louder in a second. Was that too loud? Do you think I should start over?
I don't know.
I don't know. We took off our headphones.
I know.
So
right.
We can't hear it.
Oh, well. If you can't hear it now, sorry, people.
Yes.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 191. This is Ricky.
This is Nicole.
And this is Samantha.
And this is a very special episode. This is the episode where we're going to be talking about a book that was sent to us from an awesome author. And...
Yes. You're like pausing in weird
spots. I know. I'm sorry.
Like,
I'm not feeling this today. I'm like having issues today.
We'll get over those
so,
issues.
Right? Put them aside. Foul monkey time.
Leave your troubles at home.
Yeah.
But I am home.
When you have company, you're not allowed to have troubles.
Exactly.
Oh, no one has troubles in front of other people.
You know
that's
why?
All.
Because
Why?
It's okay
to be gay.
Good one.
Oh, you could have slutted
no.
it.
No, we decided we're not going to call it that. But
yeah.
We haven't decided what we're going to call
it. But the new one's going to be?
No.
Oh, okay. Are all of ours still
yeah.
the same?
Yeah, twinned it, cloned it.
And menage a trois.
Menage a trois.
Wow. All right. Enough about us.
Yes.
Yes.
More
we're
about.
Supposed to be doing the book review.
So we're going to review The Screwed Up Life of Charlie II by Drew Ferguson. He sent us these books to read, which is very nice of him because
yes.
that's free books that he's just given away and we didn't
right?
pay for it.
And he signed them for us.
I know.
Yes.
And we also received extras that,
yes,
we'll, have to
that we'll be giving
away.
Away. And we'll be talking about that because I'm not very satisfied right now.
Yeah, me neither.
Me
what about you,
neither.
Samantha?
No,
okay.
I'm a little ticked.
Some slackers we have.
So,
I don't think people really appreciate us.
I know.
Slacker.
There's so many people that like talk to us about things, but whenever we ask them to, they won't.
I
exactly.
know.
Fuckers.
And they could win a prize for it.
Yeah.
An awesome book that
Come
we're about
on.
To review.
Right?
Yeah. Well, maybe they're waiting to hear the review before they
yeah.
post things.
Right.
Okay.
I doubt that, but whatever.
So Drew Ferguson sent us these books. He's also sent them to a bunch of other podcasters. Archer Radio has already had their book review. And we were going to be on there, but then some people hadn't read the book the whole way yet. And those just scheduling issues. So we'll just have our own thing going on.
Yeah.
Hey.
Plan
All right. Vehicle. So let's go. Let's go. Let's start it.
All right. Let's start it.
Overview of what the book is about, Nicole.
You're going to... read off that list exactly
yeah,
like
exactly,
that.
Exactly, because
why can't
I'm,
you just like segue into it?
I didn't
it?
Go to radio school.
Making an outline is not some, they're
yeah.
not supposed to know we have an outline.
Yeah.
Well, they wouldn't have known unless you said something.
Except the fact that you were going.
Yeah, like, okay, overview of the
that
book and
been,
what it's about.
That could have been my book.
No.
No, it's
okay.
not that thin.
So, overview of the book.
Overruled.
Oh, so we're designating each person. I guess we should have thought of this before we like...
Yeah,
started recording.
That's what I was talking about.
But the book basically is about a kid named Charlie who's like 17 and he's going through the usual trials and tribulations of being a teenager, except he's gay. So everyone in the school calls him names and calls him like fag, except for like two people who are his friends. And then he's, of course, has issues with his parents. And it's a really good book.
Yes.
I'll just leave it at that.
Right.
He also has love issues.
Yes.
Friend issues.
Yes.
Death issues.
Yes.
Divorce Ooh. Issues.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Wow. We got tired of saying yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. He's trying to come to terms with him being a gay teenager at like a small town high school. And there's like no other gays.
Right.
Until
yeah, tough.
Yeah,
a friend
until-
arrives.
The book is set up in journal form. Mm-hmm. So it's Charlie writing in days of the week, or days of the week instead of like a whole chapter at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So
that might throw some people off.
Yeah.
Just because like, so I know sometimes if, depending on, you know, what the book's about, if it's all in like journal entry, I get kind of confused. Like, why are you talking about this on this day if it happened on this day? But that's just me.
Right. But I think they did he did a pretty good job of writing in journal form so you can keep an understanding of it.
And you don't really have to know what the other characters are thinking because he pretty much
tells
about
you what they're thinking.
Yeah. They told him they were thinking. So
exactly.
It's pretty clear. I mean, there's nothing left out. You don't feel like you want to read like a book about another character or something.
Mm-hmm. Right. Which would be cool. I wonder if it would be neat to see another point of view, like Rob's point of view.
Yeah. But
especially during the one part.
Yeah.
I'd want to know what the fuck he was thinking.
Yeah, me too.
So I could say, don't be thinking that.
Or he'd be like, oh, that's why he thought that. Or why he thought that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so now let's all do our favorite quotes. All
right. Who wants to start?
Well, I'll start first since I only have you guys have 10.
I have two.
And I have
3.
Dang, but
one's really short.
One of my favorite quotes. Should I say what page it's on? Does it matter?
Doesn't matter.
It's right after he gets in trouble for the first time at the party, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his parents, I guess, his parents, they fight, but they don't normal fight. They whisper fight.
Yeah.
In other rooms.
Which are the parts that we're telling you are not going to give anything from the story away.
Right.
They're just little funny clips. So we don't really need to explain in detail what's happening in the scene. Otherwise, we're going to just tell the whole book. So
anyway, the parents are fighting and the next day he comes up. Oh, am I not supposed to say they're fighting?
No, that's fine.
Oh, okay. And then
you're just getting a little descriptive there.
Yeah, sorry. His dad comes up and says, "Must be nice to sleep in, mister. I would have liked to, but your mother spent the night trying to convince me that a 54th trimester abortion wasn't an option."
That should give you some sort of a clue of what kind of trouble he got into when the mom wants to abort him at the age of 17.
His dad wants his mom.
It's not an option, honey. No. Not an option.
But in the book, he gets into trouble, I guess, a couple times. But he's 17, so it happens.
He's a little crazy, though. He does things people don't normally do. Yeah.
And then especially with his dad being, a public figure.
He's a public defender.
He's running for office in the city.
State attorney or something.
Yeah.
You don't do some of those things with that going on.
No. That's not nice.
No. Right.
That doesn't get your dad into the office.
Right. No, it does not.
It doesn't get your family more money when you're having money problems.
Exactly.
All right. So you guys are next.
Do you want me to go?
I don't care.
Well, how about I read one, then you read one, and go back and forth. Okay.
Hope you didn't take one.
My first one. No, because we talked about it.
Do you need to set up the scene or anything, or is it just the...
I don't think so.
Okay.
Now I'm lost.
Do you want me to go? I have my page marked and ready.
No, I got it.
Okay.
There's a part where he is spending the night with his friends and they're brothers and they're really hot. So that's really the only part I need to.
Yeah.
Right.
That's all I need to talk about. Okay. I wish I could say I wasn't a perv, but last night, just when I thought the brothers hot were finally asleep and I could milk one out in relative privacy, Aaron's mattress started squeaking like crazy. The room was pretty dark, but I could still kind of see him tossing off. Aaron started to come and Bink threw a pillow at him, telling him to cut it out. He was trying to sleep. Aaron wiped himself with the pair of boxers he swiped from the ground and then kicked them past the end of his bed, right near my face. Okay, I grabbed the boxers and figure out the rest. Without going into too many details, let's just say when I woke up, Aaron was working the boxers from my fingers. Now, the brothers are straight.
Right. Yes.
And they've been friends for a long time, so that's hilarious.
I wonder if that happens a lot.
Ricky, have you ever gone through that?
Do you have straight friends who let you sleep over and then you try to masturbate in the same room as them?
No, I've never done that.
Would you?
But I'm sure it does happen. No, I don't know.
With any of your straight friends? You don't have to say their names, but if there's one that you'd be I wonder what would happen if I did.
Maybe. I don't know. If I was drinking. Oh. I wouldn't feel comfortable sober.
Because then you wouldn't have an excuse.
Right. Oh, I'm so drunk. Let me beat off.
I forgot I wasn't home. I blacked out,
dude. Can I borrow your boxers?
It was all those Xanax I took. I'm sorry.
Wow. You druggy lush. Okay. Here's one of my favorite parts. He is pretty much talking about how annoying it is to be a horny teenage boy. He says, I've been a walking hard-on for 4 years now. I can't help it. Sex is the only thing I think about, even though I'm this total virgin dork and don't know jack about it. The guys at school talk about getting head and stuff, but I don't get how it's done. What do you do with your teeth? I'm worried that I'm a total perv. The alarm clock will go off in the morning, and my dick will be poking through the Y front of my jockeys, frantic-like. I'll pull out last year's yearbook, flip to the 2-page wrestling spread, and hump a load into the pillow between my legs. I even suck the spooge out of the pillowcase so Mom doesn't get any ideas. It's not like I'm the only guy who's ever tasted his own spunk, right?
Yeah, we need...
Is that true, people?
Yeah.
Have others? If so, ew.
Okay. Now my another one that I liked. It wouldn't be homecoming without confessions of love, blowjobs in the school parking lot, crappy music and ugly dresses, bullying, boozing, and bleeding, the cops, more blowjobs, and still more confessions of true love. Typical homecoming.
I the bleeding went, I like.
The bleeding.
Homecoming. Bleed. All over your white Elvis tux. You never did any of that at homecoming?
No, I've never went to homecoming. I went to prom, but there was none of that going on. Well, there was probably blowjobs and stuff.
But not that you were partaking in.
Yeah, because, well, I was probably the only gay guy in my school. Like, well, I wasn't. Charlie. But...
You are Charlie. This is your life.
No, it's not. Because I don't suck semen from other people's boxer shorts or whatever he did.
I think he just like was smelling him or something.
Yeah, he was just and loving using on him. His, but gross. He sucked his own spunk off the pillow.
Spooge. She called it spooge.
Ew.
All right. Here's one of my other favorite parts. Roll over. No, that's not it. I did and accidentally found my double in the ceiling. My mirror twin looked like an oversized baby getting his diaper changed. Knees in the air, bony feet flapping around, toes splayed, an afterthought of a dick across his stomach. I felt embarrassed for him and closed my eyes.
Oh, that's great.
That totally should have been the last quote because that's hilarious.
I totally love felt that. Sorry for him.
So I closed my eyes. And it's his own self.
Okay, last but not least, between 6th and 7th period, in the John, I got pissed on, really, by Kyle Ware. I was taking a leak before heading to AP Bio when Kyle walked in and stood at the urinal next to mine. Kyle unzipped slowly, pulled it out, and then did this over-exaggerated stretch and yawn gesture, pushing one of his arms so close to my face he nearly clipped my nose. It was like he was daring me to look. So I did, even though I should have known better. And I gotta admit, it looked pretty good. Until Kyle aimed it at my feet. He started laughing and pissing a big yellow stream that splattered just under my kneecaps, soaking through my jeans and shoes. Then he zipped up.
I love it. She goes, soaking through my jeans and shoes. It's like a book on tape.
Right.
Soaking through my jeans and shoes.
Right.
Could you imagine
in
like
scene.
Having that in your feet like all day long?
No.
No.
He goes home, doesn't he? I would.
Yeah, I think he does because he had hurt call
his mom.
Anyway. Yeah.
I fell down and I got peed on. Take me home.
But honestly, like the picture on the front and then hearing him, I can't help but picture Napoleon Dynamite. Napoleon Dynamite.
I know.
Whoops, hurt real bad.
He's dude, the kid, leg. The kid totally does look like Napoleon Dynamite. Only without the red hair.
Yeah. You and never, like, that no. never hit you. That's the first thing I thought. Oh, great. I'm reading Napoleon Dynamite again.
You're reading it again?
Well,
I like your sleeves. They're real big. I made it myself.
I did read the book Napoleon Dynamite. Thank you.
Oh, they have a book?
Yes.
I didn't know it was a book. I thought it was just a crazy movie.
Is it any different than the movie?
I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Liar.
I know, and good.
Some say love. It is a rainbow. Whatever. River, rainbow, whatever. Okay. Something.
Alrighty. So we have what were some of your favorite characters in the book?
Well, definitely Charlie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course.
Because he's like the main guy and he's hilarious. The things he says was funny. I liked him. Who else did I like? Bink was okay. He was kind of annoying though.
Yeah. Him and his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he didn't seem like a very good friend sometimes. Right.
At times he was, but other times he kind of, it's like, he couldn't relate to Charlie.
True friend, you should be there no matter.
Yeah,
you shouldn't be like, oh, sorry, my girlfriend's calling, gotta go.
That's the teenage thing though. Didn't you right. have a boyfriend in high like, school and nothing else mattered but him?
No.
And your friendships lasted like 8 hours.
Yeah.
No,
like, God, that bitch, I hate her now. And then 2 hours later, you're like, oh, hi, how you doing? She's my best friend. Don't you talk shit about her.
Oh, I'll beat you down. No, I never did that.
No.
I didn't have a boyfriend in high school.
Aww, aww, womp, still womp.
I don't care. I wasn't like sad. I got one after. Fucked him all the time. That's how I made up for it. And my friends are still my friends.
You did what to him all the time?
You heard me. You fucked him all the time. Every chance I got.
Ooh, all right. Pretty.
Yeah. Oh, I liked the mom. She cracked me up a lot. Like the things she was saying.
Napoleon.
Charlie's mom.
Yeah, I liked his mom.
I like Mrs. Binkmeyer when she was always comparing him to somebody. She goes, oh, wait, they died by suicide.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, he died by a fire.
Maybe not like him.
He was mental disease.
Yeah. She always thought he was going to kill himself, so she'd never leave him alone.
Make sure he wasn't hanging himself with his shoelaces. Yeah. Maybe you should wear slippers around the house.
Yeah, she even took his laces out of his shoes.
Yeah. You know, you're just like Dean. Oh, wait, he died in a car crash. James Dean is who I meant to say. I thought Dean Kane for some reason, but he's still alive.
His
career is dead, that's all.
I don't know if, like, let's see some other characters that were funny. Well, Rob's funny. Well, and sad. And
some of the bullies were pretty funny.
You fall in love with Rob, and then you hate him.
Yeah.
But then you kind of like, love him again.
This is, like, off subject from the characters, but one of the things I noticed in the book is there were so many ways of him saying either hard on or beat off.
Yeah.
It was like,
I know.
I did not know there was that many ways to say it. I learned a lot about teenage boys that yes. I would rather have not known. If I ever have a son.
Oh, knuckle babies.
Oh, God.
Wood poisoning.
If I ever have a son, I'm not picking up socks in his bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no. You pick up all of your own underwear and socks.
Yes. And you put them in the
washing
and
your bed sheets.
Yes.
When I was younger.
Oh, God.
I better not say this.
No, say it. You've started
already started.
I had socks that could probably stand up on their own.
Wait, did you do like an American Pie thing where you put it on your dick and was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Or did you just like do it and then wipe up with the sock?
Well, that basically.
Well,
but
from what I've heard from other people, they put it in the sock so that it doesn't make a mess everywhere.
You can do that too.
American Pie.
But,
that
kinda, but if you rub it with the sock, it's going to hurt you. You're going to be a little sore.
Leaves the rash real bad.
Like after you've had really kinky dry sex. How bad you hurt the next day.
I don't know I've ever experienced that before.
And then you walk like a cowboy the next day.
Yeah.
Bow-legged.
And you're like, what's wrong with you today? Nothing. My jeans are a little tight.
They're very itchy in a certain area.
And you can't sit, but you only sit on one butt cheek for the whole day.
Oh, no. Samantha.
Wow.
They should have modeled Samantha off Sex and the City on you.
I know,
what the
right?
hell?
So do you guys think there was too much sex in the book or not enough sex? Or
I think there was enough. I mean, there wasn't actual sex, though. It was all him doing it to himself. Well, I mean,
except for when they were in the choir room.
Well, there's only... Well, yeah. We can't give that away. You don't mean to give the whole book away because there has to be something left.
Sometimes it was a little too descriptive. And I was just like, I didn't know I was watching a porn.
Right, exactly.
Because I could see it all in my head. And I was just like, oh, my God, this is dirty.
But then at the same time, it's like, then you know what he went through on his first, like his first time and what he thought. And
yeah.
It was kind of neat to know. but at the same time, kind of gross.
He's very descriptive.
Like now I know how a gay man's first experience is.
It's not pleasant. It never is.
I can imagine. It neither is a girl's first.
So if it's not pleasant, then why do you do it?
Because it's okay after the first time.
Yeah.
You said, just like did for you us not ladies. Just say it never is? You said
no,
something.
I said it never feels good the first time.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like it was never pleasant ever. Like, then why do you do it?
Yeah, I'd just be like, here. Your hand can just get tired. That's right. It.
Hand job.
You build muscle in your arms that way.
Yeah, only on one hand. You have like a huge Popeye arm on one side and a limp noodle on the other.
Okay.
Oh, Lordy.
So from a girl's point of view for this, because I know that there's only a couple of girls that read it, and it's basically a gay, I guess, gay-themed book.
Mm-hmm.
So from... Mm-hmm. Like, what do you think from your point of view? You said you learned something new, but like,
well,
does it make you understand like
boys
things
in
that
general
happen back in the day and stuff like that?
It makes me think of boys in general. I mean, not just like gay guys, but just like when I was a teenager, half the things I would see guys do, I'd be like, "What are they doing now?" I kind of know, and it makes me afraid.
Yeah, yeah.
But I liked it. I mean. Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, it definitely opened up a lot of unanswered questions. I guess like things you don't, as a woman, you don't think of that a guy goes through.
Exactly.
But men at a younger age definitely do think about sex more than women do. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like never did when I was
that
age. Either.
It wasn't what, like I didn't wake up with a heart on in front of me.
Right.
You know, so it's not
my nipples are hard. Yeah. I must be horny.
Yeah.
No, you're just cold.
We don't have that problem. We have other issues.
It does suck.
I bet.
And you have to like wait in your room for like 20 minutes for it to go down before you can leave your room.
If you
room.
Have siblings or your mom or something out
I
there.
I definitely have more respect for guys that had to go through that. Just sitting in class and having like a thought, like just not even
you
like
you could be like, oh, it's
thought.
Sunny today. Boing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sunshine turns me on.
My teacher has on a nice dress today. Shit.
That makes my book. Makes me excited. Nice dress, teacher.
But I couldn't imagine like going into the boys' locker room or bathroom if guys actually beat off in there. Which
well, I don't think I've ever experienced that.
No.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm sure when they do it, it's between classes. It's not when other people are in the bathroom and stuff.
Right.
But I'm sure it happens.
People, I know, like, when I was in high school, people did get caught having sex in the bathroom, but it was a guy and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was in seventh grade, a girl in my English class gave a guy a blowjob. In the class while we were watching a movie. We were watching The Time Machine. And
what?
She was under his desk because the teacher was like at her desk doing paperwork
and
not paying attention.
The teacher never knew?
Mm-mm.
No one ever told her? I'd have been like...
Not that I know of. I didn't notice until my friend was like, oh my God, look. And I looked and this girl was under the desk and she had really big teeth. Like horse teeth almost. And I was like, I feel bad for him. Because I felt like, Charlie, where do you put your teeth? Because hers were big.
Yeah.
That's dirty.
Mm. So do you think like straight people should read this book to see if they can understand?
I don't know if straight men would enjoy it, but definitely women.
Girls would.
Yeah.
Because we'd be like, oh my God, that's so funny. But
I really couldn't see like my brother reading
no,
that.
No, mine either. My brother would be like, he said gay, and like throw the book down.
My brother would be like, he smelled some guy's boxers. Fuck this.
Sucked a spooge out of the pillow. What the? He like burned
it.
Yeah. Revolts. Book burning.
But I think it does not mention that on the cover. So honestly, when I started reading it, I did not know that he was gay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It, like when I first read it, I thought it was just going to be a guy coming of age. It doesn't mention anything about him being gay. So that may be something that might be important because someone may pick it up and not necessarily be offended, but be like, oh, wait, this isn't what I was looking for.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, it's definitely is catering towards like a specific group of people.
Yes, definitely.
That's why you go to the bookstore and just go, okay.
Well, normally you read the back.
Book.
Yeah.
Yes.
Doesn't it say on the back about him being gay?
No.
No.
Because I read it before I read it. So. Sorry.
So, do you have to take that call? Do we need to pause?
No.
Oh, okay. So, overall review of the book, what do we think?
Two thumbs up.
Yes.
Yes. I think it's a must have.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everyone should go buy it. I think everyone should go to Amazon, or to your local bookstore?
Books a Million it's at, because I saw it there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I saw it there too.
I feel kind of famous. Thanks, Drew.
Yay. I've been feeling famous.
I know, right? But it's definitely a good book. Oh, my God.
Face man's out there.
Is he at my...
No, but he's standing in the mulch and the dog sees him and it's going crazy.
Is he going to come to my window?
He better not.
He's probably getting the rosemary.
I'm really
nervous. No, he's just walking. He's holding like a bottle of something in his hand.
Okay, sorry about that, people. That's my dog. Finbar.
He's like, oh, but that man's scary.
So, yes, definitely go out, buy the book. I want to thank Drew for sending it to us and for sharing it. I'm sure it took a lot of hard work to write this book and then to send it off to us for free.
It is so hard to write
awesome.
A book. Yeah. Let me just, I sympathize with him 100% because I like to write in my spare time. And writer's block is the worst thing ever. Like, I'll know what I want to write, but I can't ever, well, not ever, but sometimes I just can't figure out how I want to get it started. So I'll write something. I'll be like, shit, that's not what I want. And I'll like crinkle up the paper and throw it away and have like a massive pile of crinkled up paper. And then I'll not think of anything for like 3 months. It sucks so bad.
Well, he did a really good job. Mm-hmm. And then writing it in first, is it first person? Yeah.
Yeah, first
that's
person.
That's really hard.
And I'd like to see a sequel to it to see like maybe what happens when he goes to college.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that see if he meets any new people.
Especially
or
after the subway thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At the end.
Right.
Okay.
So that's basically it.
We should mention our contest again.
Mention the contest, please.
We are looking for embarrassing moments in honor of Charlie's screwed up life and his many embarrassing moments. Mm-hmm. So send us an email with, you know, your most embarrassing story. You can make it up if you want, or we would prefer, you know, real ones, but we have no way of knowing.
Right.
So send it in. And if we think your story is the most embarrassing, you'll win a copy and there'll be a little something extra, extra inside for you.
From all three of us.
Yes.
And right now we
stop
only
stop it, twins.
I'm sorry. Can't help it.
Quit reading my mind. It's mine.
And we also right now only have one of those.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to have...
Our deadline was Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday the 30th.
No, that's so, Thursday is the 30th.
Yeah. That's
so
right,
should we change the date?
Yes, we need to push it back one more week, I think.
All right. Yeah. So what, November? I need a calendar.
It's probably the 7th since the 8th we have our little surprise plan for that.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Well, that's a Friday then.
November 7th.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cut it off on a Friday.
And also another contest we have. Okay, I'll say it.
Yeah. Like, okay.
For another,
I know, brain fart.
Another copy of this book to a winner is call in to our show, which is a happy 200th episode. And we're going to put all your names in a hat or a bowl or
an object.
Table. And
just mix them around.
And we're going to pick your name, and if you win, you win. And you also get the same stuff as the other person gets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's totally going to be awesome.
Yes,
it is.
You're really going to love it.
And we have a really big surprise coming for you guys. Yeah. I can't wait.
We can't either.
We can't say anything about it, but it's going to be wonderful.
Yes.
So keep on listening.
So give us a call. Leave us happy 200th episode shows.
Should we mention that our P.O. box is officially still opened?
Yes.
Yay. We'll and it's the same one.
Yes, the same one. Thank you to Veritable Virgo.
Yes.
Oh, the letter. I'll read it on the next show.
Okay.
Yeah.
He sent us a letter also with it. So thank you everybody for listening. Go out and buy the book. Thank you, Drew Ferguson. We really appreciate
it. Thank you.
Yes, we really love the book. We love Charlie.
We support you.
So write us another one.
Yeah. Just for us.
We're dying to know the rest of his
and
life.
We'll even buy this copy.
Yeah. How much was this one? $15.
It's worth, that is really
it's
good
worth
deal.
$15.
Yes.
I said I would do that.
All right. Well.
All right. So, people, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is Nicole.
And this is Samantha.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.